Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 13th day of April, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and a low tonight of 23 degrees. It was 20 last night. It's cold, but across the board, it's warming up, so I guess that's a positive sign. Well, let's see what we're going to look at today.
This is the point that a number of the correspondents there in the Pentagon briefing, including myself,
I hear something playing in the background there. Could you mute? Bombshell lawsuit claims J.P. Morgan execs were so familiar with Jeffrey Epstein's abuse of young girls, they joked about him with 16-year-old Miley Cyrus by Daniel Bates. And this was sent in by a admin. Executives of J.P. Morgan were so familiar with Jeffrey Epstein's abuse that they laughed about him being with 16-year-old Miley Cyrus, court documents claim. On to it. A bombshell lawsuit states that the senior manager at the bank joked about Epstein's interest in young girls, including Cyrus, in 2008 when she was still starring in the Disney TV series Hannah Montana. Staff at J.P. Morgan were accused of making light of the pedophile's activities in a case filed against him by the government of the U.S. Virgin Islands. The lawsuit also alleges that at least 20 victims were paid through Epstein's account with J.P. Morgan in excess of $1 million. One woman who Epstein bought, I guess you do in the slave trade, when she was 14 years old, was paid $600,000, the documents claim. The U.S. Virgin Islands government sued J.P. Morgan and Deschutes Bank in December, accusing the banks of turning a blind eye to Epstein's sex trafficking of underage girls despite a myriad of red flags. Both banks deny wrongdoing. Of course they do. A fucking bank? Not a bank. It's like a church. Wait, the churches are fucking shit too, aren't they? The amended complaint from the U.S. Virgin Islands, where Epstein's had a private island, says that J.P. Morgan obstructed investigations into Epstein and its relationship to the bank. Executives emailed initially about his abuse during the course of their relationship with him, which ran from 1998 to 2013, including after he served 15 months for soliciting an underage girl for sex in 2008. They included Mary Erdos, chief executive of J.P. Morgan's asset and wealth division. The document states internal emails question who Epstein's clients were. Indeed, Epstein's behavior was so widely known by at J.P. Morgan that senior executives joked about Epstein's interest in young girls. In 2008, for example, Mary Erdős received an email asking her whether Epstein was at an event with Miley Cyrus. The U.S. Virgin Islands alleged that J.P. Morgan did not follow the requirements for reporting suspicious transactions because if they did, it would have prevented Epstein's secret cash transactions that were necessary to his sex trafficking operation from escaping knowledge of the federal investigative and prosecuting agencies. Oh, they were going to get him. You fucking betcha. Most of them are fucking probably clients. The Epstein victim, who he is said to have bought at 14, was paid more than $600,000 while a recruiter given immunity through Epstein's sweetheart plea deal in 2008 was paid handsomely too. Virtually all the money was paid after Epstein's conviction in 2008, it is claimed. The filing also note that Epstein transferred more than $32 million to Ghislaine Maxwell, his madam, who is serving a 20-year sentence in jail for recruiting underage girls for him between 1999 and 2002. The document also alleges that at least 20 individuals paid through J.P. Morgan accounts were victims of trafficking to Epstein Island, New York, and other Epstein properties. The lawsuit claims these women were trafficked and abused during different intervals between at least 2003 and July 2019, when Epstein was arrested and jailed, and these women received payments, typically multiple payments between 2003 and 2013, in excess of $1 million collectively. Epstein also withdrew more than $775,000 in cash over the time frame from J.P. Morgan accounts, especially significant as Epstein was known to pay for, quote, massages or sexual encounters in cash. Financial information also reflects payments drawn from J.P. Morgan accounts of nearly $1.5 million to known recruiters. Last month, the judge partially rejected a request to dismiss the case by J.P. Morgan, allowing some of the claims to proceed. The U.S. Virgin Islands Attorney General last week subpoenaed several wealthy men for communications with Epstein, including Google founder Sergey Brin. Oh, no. No, not the robber barons. The lawsuit is running parallel to a similar claim by a woman called Jane Doe 1, which has made numerous allegations against Jess Daly, the former boss of J.P. Morgan. Court documents allege that between 2008 and 2012, Stanley exchanged around 1,200 emails with Epstein from his J.P. Morgan email account. The banker allegedly visited Epstein's private island in the Caribbean while the pedophile was in prison for having sex with underage girls. Of course, man. I mean, fucking Stanley's lawyers have denied wrongdoing and denied he used code words with Epstein. In a motion to dismiss, J.P. Morgan called the U.S. Virgin Islands complaint a masterclass in deflection that seeks to hold J.P. Morgan responsible for not sleuthing out Epstein's crimes over a decade. Well, fuck, you know what? They're looking in people's accounts who fucking deposit $500 all across this nation because they're planning a great big fucking tax hike to pay for all this fucking shit over there in the goddamn in the Ukraine. And that's, I mean, it's coming. And they're going to empty the pot. If you make a transaction, $600, they're going to be up your fucking ass. Where'd you get that? Where'd you get that? What did you spend on? When you know, fucking, and they're trying this shit with the goddamn crypto money so that they can monitor us while this fucking shit like this goes on. This has been going on for fucking ever, people. This right here is enough for us to fucking fight. What do you fucking need? And you know who's on that goddamn list. You know Bill Clinton's on that list. You know Donald Trump's on that list. You know every one of those fucking elitist pricks calling themselves the ruling class are on that fucking list. Boogering little girls, taking them off to fucking Epstein Island. I mean, this is sick shit. 30 or 40 years ago, this would have, I mean, this goddamn, these people would have, they'd have jacked up the fucking jail and put them underneath it. And they would have put every fucking one of them because they wouldn't have dared not fucking put one of them underneath it. Let's see what else we got here in this mirage of bullshit. Breaking. It appears very possible that Pfizer and Moderna vaccines may be altering human genome. This is by Tom Rentz. Breaking. It appears very possible that Pfizer and Moderna vaccines may be altering the human genome. McAuliffe, MD, found and shared this study, osf.io/B9T7M/, that's in brackets, that demonstrates one of our greatest fears, mRNA may well be altering the human genome. Nah, they wouldn't do that. That wasn't what, I'm telling you, they worked on this shit for years and years and years and years. That's why they never stuck it in a fucking rat before they started trying to force it into human beings. Sequencing of behavior are benevolent. Moderna and Pfizer's several methods were deployed to assess the nucleic acid composition of four expired vials. What else we got here? Breaking. Video shows reinstated Tennessee State Representative Justin Jones stopping cars and assaulting drivers in summer of 2020 by the post-millennial. And this is up by admin, and you can go and over and click on that, and you can watch that video, and you can see him fucking doing it. Because these motherfuckers don't represent the people. They represent the fucking international corporate fucking mafia, and they will represent the international corporate mafia until we fucking remove them. And we have the right to move them. Do we have the obligation to move them? I don't know. Do you care about your fucking grandchildren? I care about mine. I don't want to see them fucking in this kind of a shithole. You know, you would talk about dying in peace. How could you die in peace or fucking rest in peace, knowing that you should have done something fucking about this when it was happening? Okay, see right here. Globalists want Dutch government to seize 600 farms at gunpoint by Ethan Huff. See here, this Marie Earle. The globalists are going to destroy more lives around the world and now in the Netherlands if we don't stand up against them. Former Deputy Prime Minister Johan Remkes plans to meet it's like nitrogen demands on the European Union. Which wants to phase out the use of nitrogen, calling it a pollutant. Okay. Well, I mean, there's lots of uses for nitrogen. Don't never forget that. Another round of farmer protests. They're going to come with their tractors. They're going to dump shit in the street. Now, that'll stop the globalists. I mean, shit in the streets, man. That's nothing to atomic bombs. Another round of farmers' protests could soon be on the way in the Netherlands following an announcement that as many as 600 farms throughout the country may get seized for polluting the environment with nitrogen. Former Deputy Prime Minister Joan Rimka says he plans to follow the advice from the government's mediator to meet the nitrogen demands of the European Union, which wants to phase out the use of nitrogen, calling it a pollutant. Well, yeah, it's been on this earth for fucking ever. I mean, you need it for plants. You need it for fucking food. Let's get fucking rid of it so that the fucking filthy fucking rich don't have to smell shit while they're cruising around in their fucking yachts. In response, Farmers Force leader Mark Van Den Over says he and others will take to the streets in opposition to the new standards, which unfairly dubs nitrogen as something harmful when it is really just a common fertilizing agent that plants use to grow and thrive. The Dutch government claims its claim is that nitrogen is harming sensitive environmental areas located close to heavy nitrogen emitters. Those farms, officials say, must be relocated away from the fucking protected locales. Oh, so you just decided, so we will do. I mean, that's what you got in the Netherlands. You ain't, they don't have our Bill of Rights. They do not have fucking autonomy. They do. I mean, we've got it. We ain't fucking exercising it, but by God, we've got it. We can, anytime we want, stand up like fucking men and shut this fucking shit down. Quit polishing the fucking guns. And I'll tell you what, man. Another tyrannical decision by the unelected ruling class handing down global agenda mandates to their ruling class puppets, politicians. Van Den Over argues that this claim is completely wrong, and that nitrogen was never considered a pollutant until very recently, when suddenly it started taking the blame for global warming. Ooh, anything. It ain't those fucking 9 zillion jets spraying fucking aluminum and barium and God knows what else all over the fucking planet. That ain't man-made climate change, no. It's fertilizer and it's cow farts. Global warming is a fraud issue invented by the very elites, giving themselves the illegitimate high ground to take away everything from coal, gas, electricity, farming. Jobs, economy, and health, and finally our lives. And that's what the fucking bottom line is. You know, we read these fucking articles every fucking day, and it all comes down to the same thing. They are going to kill us unless we kill them. That's the bottom line, people. You can sit and fucking piss and moan around it and say, oh, yeah, whatever you fucking want to, and polish that fucking gun, but it ain't going to do nothing. It ain't going to get up and do the fighting for you. It's like the fucking Bill of Rights. It's there. It's the law. You have the law behind you. The absolute unalienable fucking supreme, ratified by the elected officials of the people law of December 15th, 1791, and you won't enforce it. If remarks continue with the EU scheme, Over says the nation's farmers will give the old-fashioned gas again. Count on that, referring to the widespread movement of tractors throughout the European states. Ooh, that's, these tractors look scary. I'm really scared. Will Dutch farmers win the fight against green globalism? Hell no, they won't. You don't win it with fucking tractors. You win it with fucking guns and bullets. Just about all the concerns of farmers and this amid this conflict have gone completely ignored. The Farmers Defense Force leader laminated. He claimed the globalist government of Prime Minister Mark Rutte imposes far too much on businesses. No, it ain't business. You don't get it. You just really fucking don't get it, do you? Attempts to force farmers to uproot their farms and relocate, if they can even find a place to relocate, is a red line, added organization spokesman Sita Van Kimpina, and boy, I hope I pronounced that fucking wrong, because that is not an American fucking word. Defending the proposal, though he admits, Remix, meanwhile, is defending the proposal, though he admits They come at a cost. Yeah, it's called starvation. It's called fucking goddamn cannibalism. That's what they're shooting for in this guy, on this whole fucking planet. He says under the EU's so-called green agenda, the Netherlands will never be locked up because it will be legally almost impossible to issue permits, not for houses, not for farms, not for roads. I write this with a heavy heart, but I see no other way. Remkes is what it is, said, I don't expect the agriculture sector to be happy with this report. No, I don't think so either. Back in July, the Dutch farmer protests, as they were called, saw tractor coverage on major cities throughout the Netherlands to make the voices of the farmers heard. Many of them dumped manure in front of the government buildings and along the highways in protest of the anti-nitrogen agenda. Root had announced at the time that by 2030, the Netherlands will see 50% fewer nitrogen emissions due to forced farm closures and relocations. This aligns with the EU's Nature 2000 scheme, which requires all EU member states to remove industry, including farming, from areas deemed to be of ecological importance, more important than fucking human life. All of this fucking commie shit, because there's only a few human life these bastards are fucking interested in, and it's their fucking own. They want the rest of us dead, make no mistake about it. Some farms would have to cut emissions by up to 95% in order to meet that standard, which would basically force them to close. As much as 30% of all livestock will also need to go, depriving the country of subsistence. Well, that's what it's all about. Fucking food is the goddamn weapon. It's a major fucking weapon. It is about the fucking weapon. Dutch political commentator I don't fucking know. I don't speak that language. Says her country is being used as a testing ground for the World Economic Forum. Great reset concept. All these policies are out of those institutions and they are being implemented in our country first. We are sort of the pilot country together with Canada for the agenda, she said. Whatever in the hell that fucking name is, I'm not doing it. Added that her government land seizure plans actually have more to do with setting up new housing for migrants than with saving the country from so-called climate change. And that's the end of that article. Here, drink the water here. Let's see what's next.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to say, related to that, I read an article today about a woman who has her own farm, and it's a good size, and for many years she's been of her own heart using it to help the needy, and she prepares meals from what she grows. And she woke up this morning and someone had totally sabotaged her newly planted field, which was huge, like a couple of football fields. They sprinkled copious amounts of salt all over it, and she had recently seeded everything for the new season. And so on that level, there's another sabotage. And there was an article about animals dying suddenly because of what's put in their food and what they've been injected with. Many have gotten the so-called vax. And it's just a total, complete attack on the food supply. Like, they want to put it in our food. Some say they want to put it in the air. And that reset that you mentioned, it's like they only want us to eat what they grow.
They want to see slave fodder, but they got have to cut the food down until we starve. They want rid of us. Mm-hmm. They want to kill us. Mm-hmm. You know, who would go out and salt a field of food? Those same people are going to starve. They're too goddamn stupid to know what the fuck they're doing. So they go out and they let's go salt this field. That'll teach them to grow something to eat. What are you going to eat, buddy? I don't know. They, you know, it just disgusts the shit out of me. All of it does.
Well, maybe as we see it worsen, more and more will rise to the occasion to stop it.
Yeah, if they do it in time.
That's the only thing that I can hope would come out of all, because the atrocities, they keep not only mounting, but getting more and more cruel and subverse. And it's like watching a horror show.
You're right. A grade B horror show, because they're not trying to cover this with anything. They're coming right out and they say, we're going to reset the world for a handful of us, elitist, robber-bearing son of a bitches. And we're going to call your fucking numbers down to under 500 million. I don't care if they did blow up the Georgia Guidestones to 500 million. And we're going to fucking rule you. And we're going to be gods on this earth. No, you're not. We outnumber you by fucking goddamn guy on a world basis, millions to one. Why the people put up with this shit, I do not understand. I mean, if you had to charge them with nothing, you could still, you'd overrun them. They would run out of bullets. But you have to care first, I suppose. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you have to care. I just, before I go, wanted to just, in case anybody's listening to the broadcast today that is on alternative radio or any other internet shows, I want to say to them, if you're not covering the Bill of Rights, you're in our way. You are a gatekeeper. You are stopping us being free. And it's got to stop now. And they, some of them claim to be, you know, enlightened, even using that term, that, you know, the tip of the spear. And they don't even mention the solution. And I get aggravated with them. So thank you for letting me vent.
No, no problem. But yeah, you know, the Bill of Rights, that settles it all. And it is the law. That's what we're supposed to have. And you know, they, if you want to get monetized, if you want to make money by being on the internet and having a program or having a site, you're going to go along. It's just like the churches. When the churches accepted the 501c3, then they became agents of the state. When these people here, when you see those sites that you're talking about, go look them up. It'll be INC behind their name. And if they don't say, if they put the Bill of Rights up on the front of it, they would be shut down immediately because they have a license. We don't have a license. We are individual free sovereign nationals, and we're not involved in any kind of their commerce so that they can fucking stick their nose in our business. That's why we can say what we want. But still, again, I mean, under attack, man, every algorithm that can be run is being run on from the trenches. They do not want this out, but it's getting out. It is getting out. I mean, I hear more and more people. I mean, when it comes down to, you know, when it happens to you, I guess you go in, you look, and you try to figure out why. And why is right there. It's always been right there. And it's easy to understand. And it's easy to understand that you are the goddamn masters, and they are the goddamn, well, they're criminals. That's what they are. They deserve a fucking rope, a short trial, and a fucking rope. That's all they got coming to them. What they have done is grossly against our law. It is prima facie. It is easily proven. But that's why they took those common law courts out. Very first act they did was take the common law courts out and replace them with the king's private fucking courts in this goddamn land. And that was an act of goddamn treason and espionage. And the people responsible for it, the people who keep going along with it, because I'm telling you, these son of a bitches know exactly what they're doing. They're not ignorant as to the fact that they're violating the law, the only law in this land. They've just set up their own judicial system, and so, you know, well, it's like Nancy Pelosi coming up and claiming her sovereignty, because, you know, if they ever, anybody ever lets the cat out of the bag, what if they came up and told the goddamn truth one day? Everybody would be like, I'm not subject to this shit. In fact, these people are criminals.
It's also like the pharmaceutical companies claiming impunity for any damages they might put on us. But I wanted to say one last thing about those people that are gatekeeping on the radio is most of them don't allow swearing. And, you know, they're supposed to be proponents of free speech, and they're always censoring people or shutting them off if someone's angry and swearing. So in a way, they're saying, oh, don't be authentic with me and show me your true expression of how you feel. And then they come out with, we need to be dignified. Well, is it dignity to be false and not allow people to say the words that express how they're feeling? So I get fed up with that, too. It's just the false front that we're dealing with, all this falseness.
Yeah. And I mean, there for a while before they turned the Internet over to the Chi-Cons, I mean, the Internet was breaking loose. The Internet would have destroyed them. They knew it. That's why they had to turn it over to the Chinese, and that's why half of it's fucking gone already. But, yeah, you're exactly correct. I mean, if I can't say what I have to say, I guess I have no freedom of speech. And when you think about, you know, like fuck or shit or anything like that, it's shit. It's a word. I mean, it's a sound. If you didn't know the language, you wouldn't even know what it meant. I mean, it is all erroneous, but they're trying to get back. They want CNN was busted on the goddamn mainstream media. So was, I mean, all of the fucking mainstream was. It was nobody watched it. Everybody was going to the net for their information because they could get the truth. And so we watched it happen as they came in and sleazed their way in and are taking over. And like that CNN broadcast I watched where the guy says, you have to believe what I say because that's what the fact checkers say. Who fuck you and your fact checkers?
Yeah.
I'm my own fact checker. And you know what? When I look out the window and I see the sunshine, the fucking sun is shining. I don't give a shit what you say. Oh, man. See what we got going here. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Thanks, Galen. Let me get this here. Da-da-da-da-da.
All got around. They gazed to the white wonder at the joy they found. Head nurse spoke up to leave this one alone. She could tell right away that was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Until you die on the rock, a force like God is hard to stop.
was your mind, stress and pain, fight till you're no longer sane. Let not a one damn curve pass by. How many of them can we make die? Guard your women and children well, send these bastards back to hell. Teach them the ways of a war, and they won't come here anymore. I use your shield and use your head, fight till everyone is dead. Raise the flag up to the sky. How many of them can we make die? Has come, move your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnightmare and blood red roan, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Axes flash, rifles swing, shining armors piercing a ring. Houses run with a powder shield, fight the battles to the heel. Midnightmare,
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and of course, that was Heather Alexander with March Cambridge, a war song. A war song. I mean, man, war used to be, I mean, technology, I mean, they talk about technology in the war. I mean, fucking, I don't think it's going to do much. It's too feeble. But, I mean, you get up to the point to where you got nuclear bombs. I mean, you can talk about technology. But I mean, it was more honest, I believe, when people just had to hack the fuck out of each other with swords and axes and clubs and fight. But again, they were fighting as slaves. We're the only people that's ever fought for freedom as free people. And we've let that fucking go. We've let that idea go. I mean, do you really want to live under another's will? Your founders, your true founders, I'm not talking about the fucking aristocrats, they couldn't live under and have another person telling them what to do, come up and take their shit like it belonged to them. No. And that's why that Bill of Rights was put in place. And that Bill of Rights, there was never no fucking doubt of what it meant. And there still ain't no doubt of what it means. They can't touch it. It's driving them insane. They can't have their new world order because you start sending fucking international dictate to this fucking country that violates that law, and there's going to be fucking fighting. I promise you that. You send goddamn United Nations troops in here, and I promise you we will blow their fucking heads off. Get the fuck out of our sovereign country. Get this goddamn international NATO, fucking G20, fucking the WHO, all these world organizations, get them the fuck out of here. We are the American nationals. This country belongs to us, and we have the say over it. You fuckers have already stolen, without due process of the law, so much goddamn wealth from us that you're leaving goddamn people, American nationals that can trace their lineage back to the beginning of this country, are living under goddamn freeway passes. That's not what that fucking Bill of Rights was for. Bill of Rights is fucking, it was fucking, it codified what was declarated. And it was, and it wasn't like the goddamn statute. How many statutes you know were put in place with the barrel of a fucking gun, huh? There were none. That was a declaration of the people. This is what belongs to us. This is what nature gave to us. And we will have it. Because it'd be better to be dead than to live under another's fucking will. You watch the old movies, you know, where they're bringing in a rabbit or something to pay their taxes to the fat ass king sitting on the throne in his own shit, drinking fucking wine from a golden goblet. No, we're not going back to that. We're going to reset your fucking asses, motherfuckers. You're all going to be fucking dead. All the wealth is going to be returned to the people. We're going to take a fucking vacation from this shit. We could take a 100-year vacation and not touch the fucking wealth you've stolen, you son of a bitches. I don't even know if I did the intro. I started getting angry there. Anyways, see what else we got going here. Strokes are skyrocketing in young people. Oh, no, say it ain't so. Everybody knows young people have strokes. I mean, they've lived such, well, short lives, and they're not developed. I don't know how in the hell that works. Strokes are skyrocketing in young people. Pfizer and Moderna, COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 never fucking existed. mRNA vaccine showed safety signals for strokes as early as November of 2021, but these were ignored by Dr. William, looks like Mackus, MD, and this was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches WorldReport.com. This is just a short little piece, I think. Yep. Let's see, man. I can't even, I don't know. All right, there it is. With deep sadness and heavy hearts, we announce the sudden and unexpected passing of Steve Viola on Thursday, April 6, 2023. On Tuesday, April 4, Steve suffered a serious stroke and was rushed to the Mississauga Terrillium Hospital. He had surgery to remove a blood clot in his basal artery. The surgery was successful, however, too much time had passed, depriving his brain of oxygen, and Steve sadly passed away. And this is asking for donations and shit. I guess we should donate to everybody who was stupid enough to stick that fucking thing in their arm and killed other people. I don't think I'll donate to him. What else do we have up here? One more. Oh, yeah. The truth about Nord Stream pipeline attack by Ekaterina Blinova. See, when you have all these goddamn foreign countries, you're going to have foreign fucking words. And I'm not fucking going to learn these goddamn words. I don't want to learn no more languages. I know everything in the English language I need to know to free my fucking self. We all do. We go through these articles and shit just to show the the further duplicity and the arrogance of these bastards. But the bottom line is, there is no higher ground that we could be standing on, people. And all we have to do, it's not like we have to do an uprising or fucking a revolution or anything. All we have to do is enforce the goddamn law that our ancestors put in place to keep us fucking free and at liberty. That's all. But it is a hazard. A lot of us are going to fucking die. You know why we're going to die? Because we took so fucking long to step up and do our fucking duty. That's why. Here we go. Let's see what this says. It took staggering 4 weeks for the U.S. mainstream media to come up with some sort of cover-up story to Hirsch's story following months-long silence of the European authorities. We'll find out who this is. Russian President Vladimir Putin has branded claims that the Nord Stream pipeline attack was the work of pro-Ukrainian activists nonsense, arguing the blast must have been carried out by a state. The report was very careful to explicitly state that no Americans or Brits were involved in the attack. The article emerged weeks after Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hirsch published a report asserting that the pipelines were destroyed by the U.S. as a part of a covert operation. Now, would they do that? I mean, wonder who made the billions off of that fucking explosion, people. According to Hirsch's sources, the explosives were planted in June 2022 by Navy divers under the guise of Bale Tops 22 NATO exercise and were detonated 3 months later with a remote signal sent by a sonar buoy. One source told Hirsch that the plotters knew the covert operation was an act of war, which some in the CIA and State Department warning with some in the state CIA and State Department warning. I'm sure they were. Don't do this. It's stupid and we'll be political. It'll be a political nightmare. Oh God, a political nightmare. What the fuck is that? That's when you just have one night's bad sleep. These son of a bitches don't get punished for anything they do. They commit fucking treason on a daily fucking basis. They commit international fucking crimes against humanity on a daily basis. And a political night. Oh, God, we don't want a political nightmare if it comes out. With Russia having previously branded the NYT report a work of disinformation, Putin went further during comments he made to reporters. I'm sure this is complete nonsense. An explosion of this kind, of such power, at such depth, can only be carried out by specialists and supported by the entire power of a state possessing certain technologies, he said. As we highlighted yesterday, Canada Foreign Minister Melania, I don't know what the hell her name, Jolie, admitted that the long-term goal of Western involvement in Ukraine is not merely to see Moscow defeated, but to enact regime change and another dangerous escalation. You know, I've heard this shit before. Regime change? Listen to me. Russia cannot be defeated by anybody on this fucking planet. You know why? Because they have enough nuclear fucking arsenal to destroy the whole fucking planet. It was called mutual assured destruction. They can't be beat. You aren't going to change their regime. Because all he has to do is start pushing fucking buttons. And they know that. I mean, this is all a sham. This is a scare you. Wait a minute. I'm shaking. Yeah, I'm shaking. This is all a scam to fucking scare you. And to fucking steal fucking money. Or wealth anyway. All the wealth being pumped over to the fucking Ukraine. All that wealth is being divided up at a table where we can't get to because it's Ukraine, don't you know? All right, back to it. As we highlighted yesterday, Canada Foreign Minister Maline Jolie admitted that the long-term goal of Western involvement in Ukraine is not merely to see Moscow defeated, but to enact regime change. You fucking... They got enough arsenal to blow the world up. You ain't going to fucking uproot no fucking buddy, people. It's all horse shit. It has to be horse shit. Why do you think they spent all that money on their fucking nuclear arsenal? So they could never be defeated in any war. If you destroy the planet, nobody wins. The Biden administration is trying to push back against a Seymour Hersh Nord Stream bombshell through its subservient mainstream media, but a ridiculous tale about two divers blasting the pipeline is failing the apparent damage control operation, international experts told Sputnik. The new narrative that a handful of civilians blew up the Nord Stream pipeline on their own is on its face ridiculous. Hans Matsunukuk, a U.S. investigative journalist and lawyer, told Sputnik, I assume the New York Times realized how preposterous this tale is, which is why they left out all the details. It is preposterous. Zeit, however, did print the details, and they are beyond absurd. We are supposed to believe that someone rented a private boat, sailed to the heavily monitored Nord Stream site, and then had two lonely divers carrying out the extremely sophisticated operation. What is more, these divers are said to have operated at 100 God damn, it says M. I don't know if that's fancy. 100-mile depth? God damn, that'd be impossible. Which is beyond the limit of most technical divers. To top it off, Zeit also claims that after the Mali crew of pirates, citizens, pulled off the crime of the century, they forgot to clean the boat. I'm sure they had. They'll think, why bother? Nobody buys this shit. Nobody around the world, but we see what you're doing. It's fucking blatantly honest. I mean, it's blatantly fucking obvious. On March 7th, the New York Times and DZIT released two separate articles claiming that international investigators had managed to trace the September 26, 2022 sabotage attack to a pro-Ukrainian group unaffiliated with Kiev or Moscow. Just a bunch, yeah, sure, whatever. I mean, this is fucking, again, to scare you, and I don't know, to take your mind off the fact that your fucking Bill of Rights is being fucking destroyed. That they're violating further and deeper, that they're growing their UN, United Nations unlawful fucking government that violates your fucking, the goddamn sovereign papers, I mean, the sovereign fucking authority and fucking jurisdiction of the people in this fucking country. Is this what this is for? I mean, of course they fucking, the United States blew it up. They've been blowing shit up forever. I mean, you think about there towards the end of Trump, you know, we're not Afghanistan. You think of all the money, all the resources, not money, but all the resources that have been spent on war in your lifetime. How much better of a life? God, we could all live like kings. And did the people want to kill each other? Hell no. It's just like the feudal days when the feudal lords, or, you know, you will come out and you will fucking put on this armor and take this fucking sword and you will fight and you will die, or we'll let your children starve. And they'll probably starve anyway. That oldest boy here is only 11. I don't know if he can take over the fucking farm or not, but he better pay his fucking taxes. On March 7th, the New York Times and DZIT released two separate articles claiming international investigators had managed to take the September 26, 2022 sabotage attack to a pro-Ukraine group. Sure, they fucking did. Oh, man. September 22nd, the purported gang of six, which included one woman and five men, sailed a yacht to the area over Gazprom's pipeline and attached explosives to them. The media outlet said that there are still many unknowns pertaining to the story, adding that the authorities are not disclosing the nature of the new intelligence or its specifics. Is any of this going to make any difference? Is any of this going to make any difference? This is a, I mean, this is what they want to, as they're switching over to fucking CNN, CNN's because they lost the mainstream. People don't even turn the fucking TV on. But as there was transfer, you know, pushing things over and to these milquetoast fucking so-called patriot fucking sites, they're trying to get control of a narrative that they'll never get control of because it will not fucking jive with that Bill of Rights. It just won't do it. And they won't put the Bill of Rights on the front fucking page. So you're not a god. Don't call yourself a fucking patriot fucking site unless you got that Bill of Rights right on the front fucking page. And that's what you're fighting for. That's the only way out. That's what it was put there for. But your ancestors assumed that their progeny would have balls, that they would have the fucking courage to fight. You want to be free or do you want to be owned by somebody? You want somebody to be able to walk into your house and rape your wife, your children, take every fucking thing you got and kick you out on the street and put some third world son of a bitch in your house? Do you? Is that what you fucking hanker for? Is your cowardice to that level that you would let stand back and watch it happen? Because so far you have. My first thought was, here they go with an attempt to at distracting people away from Hirsch's story and from the truth. Another PSYOPs has started. Norwegian investigative journalist and intelligence veteran Geir Furseth told Sputnik. Furseth does not rule out that the release of the two articles was intentionally scheduled for a day ahead of Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Seymour Hersh's weekly Substack publication related to Nord Stream sabotage. It could very well be, but I think it would have appeared anyway, the Norwegian intelligence veteran said. The timing of the New York Times and the Ziet stories could be connected to a number of ongoing issues, including it could be a deflection from Biden's domestic problem. I mean, what happened to fucking reporting? Remember what reporting was supposed, what journalism was supposed to be? You laid out the facts as you knew them to be facts. The people took the facts in. The people calculated what the facts meant. This here, I mean, this is jumble. This is like somebody writing somebody a fucking letter. It has no fucking meaning. So fucking what? This whole fucking article. So fucking what? I am still having my fucking rights violated. We are still under a fucking occupation in this goddamn country. And they're getting ready to have another fucking election. And you got Trump-tards. You got the goddamn people out there, these commercial son of a bitches. These people who want to fucking sell your fucking rights for fucking $2. For $2, I feel like they'd sell their mother for $2. Let's admit it. They would sell you out. They have sold you out. They sold us out all the fucking long. And they don't want it to stop. Because, you know, it takes a person who, in reality, is not your equal, let alone your better, and it elevates them above you. It elevates their stupidity above you. Their stupidity holds more credence than the goddamn truth. I never thought I'd see the day in this country when the fucking truth was frowned on, when people were fucking killed for telling the fucking truth. But we're there. We've been there. We have to stop this fucking shit or we're finished. And I don't care who don't fucking like it. That's the truth. You're gun polishing fucking cowards. You don't talk about what I've fucking done because I've done a plenty more than anybody fucking else out there. More than you fucking will ever know. That being said, I've had enough of this fucking shit. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, look at this shit. Somebody writing somebody a letter, is this going to have any meaning in anybody's fucking life? Is it? Or are they going to, is this just something to fucking talk about, why they're fucking trying to get, destroy the fucking Bill of Rights and bring us people into a one world slave colony? With Chinese overlords, so we can learn to kowtow and speak Mandarin Chinese for our fish head and our fucking rice every day, while they pile up another pile as big as Mount Everest of gold and silver. And that's the fucking truth. And that is the word from the trenches. First, you got to get there.
Shit.